What's up, my?
What's up? All right, the sound's gonna work. I'm not gonna have my phone turn off. It's like because I leave it like untouched for like too long and then it just shuts off. So I'm just gonna like,
Is my voice clear?
yeah, it sounds good right now.
How far away from I am the mic? Because it's not, now it's not my.
I can hear it really well, actually. Like,
Okay, I'm gonna turn it down and then I'm gonna see if you can still hear me. Can you still hear me?
yeah,
You can still hear me.
I can hear you. Yep.
What, bro? The thing is not recording. What?
Really? It
Bro.
says it's recording for me.
No. The phone is recording, but
Oh, okay.
it's not. What is going on?
If you're like talking, I can't hear you. Yo.
Well, it doesn't feel the same. Anyway, while I put this mic away, it's not trash. It's just a V8. It's so confusing. It was just working like a minute ago. But anyway, where did we left leave off?
We were talking about like inspiration and stuff like that. Like, I told you my inspirations, and yeah, I think that's where we left off in my phone shop.
Yeah, like guys, we was on this for like three, four times trying to get this thing to work, and this equipment I got is so fucked up. Like, I can't use a USB mic on my phone unless I use a USB converter to my C, and then that's gonna be weird because then I can't actually have zero latency monitoring. So I had to use my condenser mic, and obviously the 8 card that I got from Staples is not working. So I don't know. It was charged. It's still charged. It's like it's a good V8 card, but I don't know. Phones are obviously better when it comes to plug and play, and that's why I'm gonna get a USB condenser mic, guys. A USB condenser mic, and the best one I saw was the AKG mic, man. So I'm not gonna be making any music until that's gonna come in the mail, until I
That's
can
a good
afford it.
idea. That's a good idea. You know, you want like the best quality. It's good.
Right, quality over quantity. So, like,
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
if I put out one song, like if it was produced like one of
Yeah.
KSI's cameramans, and I had like the best mixers out there, I
Yeah.
could put one song out, it can equal all of my songs I did combined.
Yeah. That's why, honestly, like, I don't think Drake should have. I like Drake, but like his albums are way too long. Like, no one's gonna want to listen to like a 21 song album, like, because I feel like he could like release super like nice albums if he didn't release like 21 songs in one album.
Right. See, well, that's the thing. Albums used to be like just 30 songs. It had to be 30. I'm like, what? I'm like,
Now it's like,
no, I'm not. That is, you know how much? That's like, if that's that
no one wants
at
to
least
listen to an
2 years
album that
to
long.
finish.
Yeah,
If
like
you really want that.
when I release albums, I haven't released an album yet, but like when I release my albums, I'm probably gonna keep between like 10 and 14, not like too long, you know,
Yeah,
so
my
people
album
can
Mind of a Rapper had about I think it was
like
10
10 songs, right?
songs, and mixed or mastered. It was low quality, but I was still rapping. I still had some effects in it. That's oh, how to mix. Now this album, crazy, bro. The songs I was playing on my speakers, that's how you know it's actually good enough to be
That
heard.
was fire, yeah.
So I'm like, yo, once I bought these speakers, I wanted to see if I wanted to compare my low quality songs. Wasn't really good sounding on the speakers, but when I put the music on the speakers, bro, on the album, come on, man, that was crazy. But
right now I'm like trying to get, you know, save up some money so I can like invest more in like my music and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't really have too much right now to just save for more stuff.
See, and that's the thing. Invest. Whatever you do, it doesn't have to be just invest, man. Save you actually want to be doing. Like, now I understand that there's some people that actually want to build houses. There's some people that actually want to, like, actually be a construction worker. I'm like, really? I'm surprised that ever came to somebody's mind. But hey, do what you like to do, man.
Yeah. I know you asked me about my inspirations. I just want to know, like, who are you inspired by?
Oh,
like, who had you like, I want to start rapping, you know? Like, for me, that was J. Cole, like I said.
You're gonna be surprised. Who inspired me to rap? It's actually who. It's what type of genre the rap scene maybe rap about. So mumble rap inspired me to rap. So I
can see where you're like going with this.
Like, I always wanted to rap, but I didn't like think I could make it. And so I started rapping is because all these people before 6:45 a.m. I'm like, all this mumble rap, bro. Is that what you doing?
Right.
Like,
if they can blow up, then you know.
Like, you know what? So you know what I did? I just see I'm a lyrical guy, man, and I just want mumble rap. So I'm making music now. It's not, I can't just focus on mumble rappers like that. That's weird, but. What I'm doing is like patiently waiting to get a big enough audience. See, I don't want to be famous. I want to be known to be famous, because I don't want to go out of my house and there's a whole bunch of people taking pictures.
Same with me, man. Yeah, I want to be known, but like, exactly.
Like an Arctic Kicks level or like this is crazy. I discovered all this YouTube rap scene by Dax. Dax made this thing called Rap God Freestyle, whatever. And I'm like,
I'm a big fan of Dax.
It was recommended me, like it recommended me twice actually. It recommended me on the home, and also recommended me because you know I like Eminem. So it also recommended me on my my notification. So I thought it was a notification. I'm like, I'm not even subscribed to this dude, so let me check him out. He doesn't have a shirt on and I'm feeling weird about it. I'm feeling kind of jealous, because I lost those pecs when I stopped doing sports. So what I did was check him out, and I'm like, bro, he's a lyricist, okay. So he's not no mumble rapper, okay. So I got to discipline everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dax is one of the first YouTube rappers that I think
I don't see him as a YouTube rapper, because
me neither. Only
reason why he's in this conversation is because he's been in the YouTube rap scene. Like, what I mean is he got features by Crypt, Quadeca, Screw, a lot of people, and that kind of puts you in that conversation.
Exactly.
People don't take Dax serious. And
he's
I took him serious. One million subs. I discovered him at 1 million. I took him serious. He didn't have it. He was obviously trying to body somebody. But anyway,
honestly, I discovered actually a lot of YouTube rappers by No Life Shaq.
So,
because I watched a lot of his, I watched like all of his videos, and I would just see like all these, you know, YouTube rappers who react to, and you know, that's how I found a lot of them.
So first it was Dax for me, then it was then it was once I found about that, well, who was it? Oh, I found about out about Crypt, Vinjay, and then No Life Shaq.
I'm pretty sure one of the first for me was like Quadeco.
Once I listened to The Devil Went Down to Hip Hop, then it recommended me for Mama Rapper versus Lyricist. I'm like, oh my God. And then and then I discovered No Life Shaq, who's a reactor. I'm like, what is a reactor? So I went up there and I'm like, okay, No Life Shaq, he basically just reacting to. So then I'm like, whoa, maybe I should start reacting. And I got a lot of buzz off of that. And I started getting subs. And then I told him, I just want to,
you know what?
Polish my mumble rap. I might be crazy, but.
I tried to start reactions. And like every time I did it, I would screw something up. Like the screen recording wouldn't work. So like I just gave up kind of. On that, so I'm just focused on music.
I enjoy doing reactions, but reactions, that's not me. I don't want to keep doing reactions. I want to interview artists because you think about it.
This is a cool time for like artists to connect.
It's a good way to connect to other artists. And then I can help other artists get known. And then when they get known, it's like a back and forth. Like, same with Joey and Crypt. I didn't know who Joey was until Crypt kept, you know.
Can he release an album with him?
Yes. Yo, that whole EP. Was it the album or EP?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I just heard about it somewhere.
Bro, when I listened to that, damn. Bro, Crypt and Joey Nado are a dynamic duo, man. Like, Crypt told me that, he told us. He said that, you know, he doesn't mix it, but he knows, like, the basic, he knows, like, the little stuff of how to mix. Like, just to make it sound good. Just give it an idea. So I'm like, okay. So, like, bro, I did this mixing on my album and mastering by myself. See, the thing is, I didn't have the elements to mix very well now. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
I've been just looking at different videos just to, you know, kind of get better at mixing and mastering. I'm getting better.
What software do you use? Because I just realized that I was off topic.
I use GarageBand.
See, that's what everybody uses. I know.
What do you use?
I use Audor 5.
I've never heard of it.
Nobody never really heard of it. Nobody wants to use it. There's a lot of limitations to it, but since it allows third party plugins, it allows all these other type of plugins. It's easy to use. Now that I'm with Audor 5 so much, it's like I can't switch to another one.
I'm kind of like saving up for a really, really good software like FL Studio or I don't even know, to be honest. I just want to get a good software so I can get good at like mixing and stuff.
FL Studio, I recommend. I recommend that. So
yeah, it's expensive. I love that.
It's like $300. If you want to pay it off, that's gonna be a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a laptop, man. I'm tired of this tablet. I'm trying to get like for now, just a refurbished one until I can like I probably will rent maybe rent a laptop. I don't know if that's possible. But
I think you can. Probably. I think that is possible. I'm not sure.
Maybe I should say the closest place I am to that does sell computers is Staples, and they actually have good computers, man. But it's expensive. So,
So you got your speakers at Staples, right?
Yes, I did. It's some basic, you know, not just speakers, it's monitors.
Monitors, sorry.
The speakers just have the grill.
Yeah.
I'm sorry because the delay is so real on here.
Yeah, it's good.
Is there any background story that you have that is also motivating you to make music?
To be honest, not really. Like, there's not really like, there's just certain artists that like inspired me to start making music. But, like, there's not. I don't.
Who are those?
I don't have like a really interesting background story, to be honest. It's just normal, you know, life.
So, do you see music as a hobby, or do you see it as like a career that you want to do?
I see it as both, really, because obviously it's something I love doing and I do on my free time, and it's also something that like I want to pursue as well, but.
Do you plan to make music videos?
Yeah, once I get like people that can shoot it for me, and like, but I shot one by myself, and it actually has a lot of views, but it was a terrible music video.
So the same camera I had with the one with Ignore 'Em, the quality. See, my computer kind of messed up the quality. My camera looks way better than that. See, the one with when I did the little freestyle on my YouTube, that's what the camera really looks like.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know why I did the video.
My grandpa is actually a photographer, so I had him shoot a music video for me for like a song on my album. But like, I'm not releasing an album right now, so. I have that, and I might do some editing, but like it wasn't in the best spot, so like I may not even release it. Like I live in the city, so there's not too many like good places to you know, record a music video.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do is do a one take video on one of these songs. And then, you know, have the speakers playing. I'm probably going to pick like an alley and then do a one take. Be like, y'all must really love me to hate me. I'm going crazy, some shady. And then, you know,
yeah.
Can't tell you
is
all
that your song.
Gotham.
I heard that song, I swear.
Yeah, it's Gotham. That's what I'm naming it.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I only got 5 songs done. I need 5 more done. I could always release it now, but. That would just be an EP, and it wouldn't be what people promised.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I'm guilty of, like, saying that I was going to release an album, but, like, I decided I was going to, like, I decided I might release an EP because, like, I thought about it more, and, like, you know, like, an album is, like, a big step.
Right.
And, like, I kind of want to wait, to be honest. But that's just me, so yeah.
Yeah, see, my album, Mind of a Young Rapper, it give it a C.
I listened to it. The only thing that I have to say about it is just like the mixing, but I'm guilty of that as well. So
right, it's a big way. I want to keep that album up because I want people to see how far I came.
How you improved, yeah.
Right,
I keep a lot of my old music up.
Delete some music that was just trash, man.
Same. Like, I deleted
it was so cringy.
Yeah, when I started, it was just like the same rhymes, like bat and at and sat and hat.
Right,
like it was just simple rhymes like that. Like,
Like, I wasn't talking about nothing. See, my first song was Anti-Illuminati, and a lot of people liked it in my school. I was getting the buzz, man, but they gave me 300 views. And then the rest got me 500 views. It's still getting views to this day. That's the biggest ad revenue I've gotten from DistroKid.
Wow. Yeah. My biggest my first song was called Mr. Shinobi. And it was just like a 30-second verse, and then I just repeated Mr. Shinobi, the one, or like something like that. And it got to like 400 views, but I deleted it because I illegally like downloaded the beat, and I didn't know. Like, I just screen recorded the beat.
Oh my
god. Used it. But people like this song, and so I just deleted it because like I don't want to get caught up in like copyright and stuff.
Right. Now there's a difference between like if you just put it on YouTube, that's fine. But like
That's right.
See, my album, I'm debating. I think I just put it on YouTube because honestly, I'm probably going to delete all the features. I'm probably just going to keep it on YouTube because I don't know. Maybe I want to move to like YouTube.
Yeah.
Maybe just start my songs over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So
I got this ignore.
Yeah, I don't know. Crazy. I like that song a lot.
Yeah, the only thing was it was like kind of like my vocals was just kind of muggy.
I think it sounded good to me. I actually hit up Mitch the Kid and we're doing like a collab.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's good, man.
Yeah, I really enjoyed like because I went and listened to some of
it. That's the craziest, bro. It's not like, bro. He has the craziest wordplay I ever heard. Rap scene, bro. Bro, when I heard the verse, when he sent it to me, I'm like, whoa! It's the first verse I had to ask someone to be like, oh, can you redo it? Because it's just not. It doesn't sound good, but no, Mitch. He held his ground. Man.
I'm actually really surprised that he did it for free because he's actually pretty crazy, to be honest.
Yeah, he did do it. He did do it for free, man. It was like I already knew he was sick, but like I did, bro. That's the first I heard of him all around. So I'm like, damn. He gave me
pretty a crazy. Man.
But like I wasn't really big on rhyme schemes, but now I'm a big fan of it. And Crip kind of took me in that rhyme scheme. I'm like, yeah, I was looking up what's rhyme schemes. It's basically when you talk about one thing, it connects to the other, but it's the same thing. It can also be like different types of rhyme schemes. You can also like talk about shoes, and then you could talk about the knots, and then you can add something else that's an entendre to that, and that's a good rhyme scheme. I'm like, yo, what is rhyme schemes are confusing to me. But there's also another rhyme scheme that Crip loves to do. He also does a spelling rhyme scheme like K R E N Y. If he said my name, like. I'm crazy
like on the K side dish, right?
With K, and I'm crazy with the remedies. I got that NRG with the in the.
I feel like he did. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like on the KSI disc where he like spelled out his name.
Yeah, he did. He also he did it with crazy, yeah. He also did it with the cipher. No, not the cipher. The submission that he did.
Okay, yeah.
Crip got buzz off that, bro. He's almost to 1 million.
I know, yeah. What was I gonna say? What do you think your strongest like attribute in rap is?
Well, my strongest attribute in rap is flow, because I
take
very seriously. So when someone doesn't have a good flow, I just want to help them. But
yeah,
it's like I didn't know that a lot of people actually had problems with flow techniques and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. See, I'm like if he was to relate me with Star Wars, I'm like Mace Windu with the Vapod, man. I can like study someone's flow. The person I'm really starting to study is Vinjay, because his Vinjay's flow is like daunted, the bit in this all venom and the loss in them and pin digging the flawed women. What the? I'm like, yo, that flow is sick, bro.
You know, have you heard Hobson's Kumbaya?
Yeah, I heard of it, but I'm not even gonna lie. Hobson sounds the same.
The thing I liked about that is the little triplets he had in the some of his lines. I don't know how to explain it really. Like
he sounded the same for a while now. And when Kumbaya came out, I'm like, yo, Token. I said, I'm on God, Token. Hobson's back. So he did with me, like, even Token. Like, the thing is, Token really just hasn't been really making music, like, mm-hmm. that has substance. Like, people, like a song called Exception, oh, man, bro. I kind of felt some type of way about that, because it was so deep.
To be honest, I'm not a big fan of, like, Token. I feel like I haven't listened to enough of his music, but, like, yeah.
Yeah. If you really want a good impression, listen to Code Red, listen to Exception, listen to YouTube Rapper, listen to Household Name.
Yeah. See, I've heard some of those songs, but not all of them.
Yeah. I think he also has had a feature with Tech. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
The song is called YouTube Rapper.
Yeah, YouTube Rapper. Yeah. I just said that.
I like how Tech is like reaching out to smaller artists.
Like, yeah, and it's crazy because look. I want to tell you something. Okay, so Eminem obviously responded to No Life Shaq, right? And then Eminem already knows who Tech N9ne is, right? He also shouted him out in the song because, like, I wasn't dissing Tech. I was just, you know, stuff like that. So to No Life Shaq. Eminem knows the rap scene. Look at this way. Eminem does get bored like any other human. So you know what he does? He probably just go on YouTube, right? And be like, I want to hear some rappers, man. You probably know who Crip is. Bro, No Life Shaq was on the music video with Crip and Vinjay. Bro, he knows these people. He just has not acknowledged them yet. He's just patient.
He's quiet on media, on like social media. Yeah.
Bro, like, I'm like, yo, like, come on, bro. Like, Eminem, you scaring me. Much. Like, he knows this rap scene, man.
Yeah.
So I'm very. See, I know. I think like a rapper, right?
Same thing, yeah.
If I see a good rapper, I'm shouting them out. All right, big or small, doesn't matter. But
yeah, whenever I find a rapper, I always like either like follow them and just kind of see how they progress, you know.
So like, if I was in like laid back, if I was laid back, or like, you know, like Shaq, when people see, the thing is, like, when you're at that level and people want you to react to this stuff, it's kind of hard because everybody is rapping.
I know. That's crazy. And
it's like, bro, No Life Shaq was saying, like, bro, $400, like, there's already thousands
of
submissions.
That's a good price for, like, artists, you know.
No, it's a good price. Artists. I'm talking about the amount of people that are on there. 100 is already like crazy.
Like, it is, yeah.
And he's like, you better spend your money well, because he's not reacting to trash. I'm guessing he's gonna look at it at like 30 seconds of it. And if it's not, if he doesn't believe in it, then
yeah.
Yeah, but Bro, if thousands and thousands of people are still submitting, bro. So imagine.
Crazy, man.
Nobody Shaq might react to you for a couple, like 3 years. The next 3 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. I wouldn't want to wait that long for a reaction, because by then some of the artists, I'm sure, would be like, they could be like, you know, more well known.
But, well, like that, I mean, $400, man, that's 2 weeks of my checks. I only get like, if y'all was wondering what Lil Cranny Get makes every month, no, not every month, every week, that's 2 weeks of my, like, that's 2 weeks of my checks. So that's 400 plus tax, 2.8 taxes in Maryland. So that's about $180. No, it's not. That's $280. That's 200. My bad. I'm thinking of because it's $11 an hour. So it's just 280 if I work all my hours.
Yeah.
It depends how many times I get days off, so yeah.
Yeah, what's my gonna say? I have one more question. When did you start rapping? That's what I was gonna ask you.
I started rapping a year ago. Rapping in the early 2019, January 21st, 2019. No, January 25th, my bad. 21st is when I started trying to get a software where I just used my headset and I used my phone and a cheap mic. I still got that cheap mic.
That's how I started writing or rapping. I started rapping actually probably at least 10. Actually, no, I started rapping in December of like 2018.
Who would have thought I would have got 2,000 subs in under a year? So keep grinding, bro, because you're going to get there. I'm telling you.
Thanks, man. Yeah. So I started off slow. I just released one song, waited like 2 months, and I released another one. And then I just started like getting more serious and just releasing.
And you know what people say at school? They'd be like, how did you get 2,000 subs, man? I'm trying to see, I got more followers on you on IG, right? Bro, do you realize that one subscriber on YouTube is like equal to 10 followers on Instagram? So,
yeah,
that's how I feel. Like, I feel like one subscriber on YouTube is worth 10 followers on Instagram, man.
I'm almost at 100, actually, which is crazy. Like, I've grown quite a bit after my, I did a remix recently, and I've gained a few subscribers from that. So I'm gonna start doing a lot more remixes, because like that gets a lot of attention.
Right, that does get attention, especially the one where Logic did the 44 bars. This kid got big off of making a remix.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing What's Poppin' remix, because that beat is just crazy.
Yeah, I kind of wait to that trend, but I'm not gonna like follow every trend that hits my radar.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say I do that. Just like I really feel like remixing. Like I did a remix, but I deleted it, like because it was
trash. Yeah, man. Yeah. But you know, keep grinding, keep finding your niche, and
of course,
you'll get there. But we gotta wrap this up because I'm on work.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you. It was a great conversation, you know. I hope to maybe come back later. I don't know.
We actually will. Maybe, you know, just, maybe tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you can hit me up whenever, because I should be available for most of tomorrow. What time are you thinking in the morning?
I should have did this before. What and introduce yourself. Oh my god.
All right, everyone. So if you don't know, my name is K4S. So you can follow my IG at official_K4S, and the same goes for Twitter. And then my YouTube is K4S, capital K, capital, I almost said capital 4.
Capital K4S. Shout out to you. I'm going to shout you out.
Thank you, man.
While you walk to work, while I walk to work. And
thank you, man.
No problem, man.
You know, yeah, I appreciate you. Keep working.
Just know that even though, like, I may not comment on a video of yours or anything, I'm still watching, so.
Yeah, that's good, man. Thanks. Thank you. I mean, that's great. You're even, like, acknowledging me, so, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's great, man. See, I was in a position. I'm still there, but, like.
Yeah, we gotta keep grinding, so hopefully we'll be at the top someday, you know?
Oh, my God. What was that?
What's up? What happened?
Bro, my phone fell.
Oh, okay. My bad.
So I guess the only,
actually, I don't know why.
The audience got to hear that. I'll probably just cut it out. But
yeah, go ahead. Because I said, for some reason, I said my bad after. Like, I said that after everything. For some reason, even when it's not my fault. Like, I'm not even there, so I don't know why I said that. So just. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Well,
that was awkward. Yeah.
All right. Right. Been a pleasure inviting you.
Yeah. Thank you, man, for having me. I hope to come back, you know. Yeah. All right.
All right. See you, man.